Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Russia, an exhibition of the art of Jin Shan Ren, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, took place at a recreation and shopping center in Maitashi, Russia, on August 26th and 27th. Over 350 people, including many locals from the greater Moscow area, visited the event during the 2 days the art was on display. The 26 paintings portrayed many aspects of the practice of Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, as well as its guiding principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Exhibition visitors were awed by the moral strength demonstrated by practitioners depicted in the artworks, despite brutal persecution by the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. Several Falun Dafa practitioners volunteered to act as docents, guiding visitors through the exhibition and explaining the meaning and background of each piece. For many attendees, viewing the exhibition was a deeply moving experience. A design student named Valeria reported that she could feel the subject's spirituality through the artist's work. She said, "I liked the fact that positive spiritual images are presented. It inspires one to search for oneself, to search for one's faith."
France. Falun Dafa practitioners held several information-sharing activities in predominantly Chinese neighborhoods during 2 weekends in late August and early September 2023. They demonstrated the exercises and told people about the persecution being carried out by the CCP in China. One Falun Dafa information booth was in Belleville, one of the largest Chinatown areas in Europe. Practitioners demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises and clarified the truth to passers-by. Many people sought information and signed a petition calling for an end to the persecution. Local police made clear that they were on hand to ensure that practitioners were not harassed by CCP representatives. Michael practices Falun Dafa. He shared that one of his Chinese classmates said he often saw Falun Dafa practitioners marching in other European countries and knew that the practice was respected in the West. Michael added that Falun Dafa is spreading in Chinatown and that many French people demonstrate support. He spoke of one man who requested contact information for arranging a group practice activity at his 2,500 employee company.
Ireland. Practitioners in downtown Dublin introduced Falun Dafa to the public on September 2nd by demonstrating the exercises, handing out flyers, and clarifying the truth. Many Chinese nationals passed by the area. Among them were students from China and some older people who had moved to Ireland. 15 Chinese nationals agreed to quit the CCP that day. A Chinese man said he had already taken photos of the display board when he passed the area earlier. He smiled and said, "You have done well. Keep up the good work. So many people practice Falun Dafa." A young Chinese woman, now a student in Ireland, spoke of breaking through the internet firewall while in China and being able to read news censored by the regime. She referred to some CCP propaganda and exclaimed, "One must quit the CCP." An older man who had immigrated to Ireland from China smiled and accepted a brochure from a practitioner. He said, "I know all about this," and asked for a pile of brochures to share.
Belgium. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in an event called Peace Festivities on September 2nd and 3rd in St. Nicholas, situated in the Flemish province of East Flanders. Over 130,000 people attended the annual festival. practitioner's bright yellow tent drew both adults and children to learn about Falun Dafa and experience the exercises for themselves. Practitioners taught people how to write truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in Chinese calligraphy, which appealed to many children. One event visitor, a longtime meditator, said, "This booth has special energy. I want to practice Falun Dafa." She inquired about reading Zhuan Falun, the main text of Falun Dafa, and asked how she could obtain it. Attendee Ben Nij said he wants to be productive at work, but needs to find an inner balance. He commented, "The peaceful atmosphere around the Falun Dafa practitioners drew me here. I want to know how they can manage to be so peaceful amidst the bustling crowds."
Bulgaria. This summer, Falun Dafa practitioners held many activities in the city of Varna to introduce the spiritual practice and expose the CCP's persecution. Among them were twice a week Falun Dafa group exercise at a park located on the city's coastline called the Varna Sea Garden. On the first and third Saturdays of each month, practitioners also held Falun Dafa information days at the main entrance of the garden. Reports about the CCP's brutality stunned people. During the event on August 5th, one young mother said, "It feels like the end of the world is coming." A woman inquired about the reason behind the August 19th event. A practitioner informed her of the communist regime's persecution and how practitioners all over the world hold parades and peaceful protests to expose the criminality. The woman immediately said, "I'm going to sign the petition now." In response, the practitioner thanked her for support. The woman replied, "No, we should thank you." She said that it was a precious opportunity to stand with Falun Dafa practitioners against the brutal persecution.
Sweden. The 400th anniversary celebration of the founding of the city of Gothenburg was held from September 1st to the 3rd. This year's cultural festival was also part of the festivities. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in this large-scale event. They told people about the physical and mental benefits that Falun Dafa brings to practitioners. They also raised awareness of the ongoing 24-year-long persecution of practitioners in China. This three-day celebration included parades, the Gothenburg Marathon, island parties, and other activities, with fireworks and colorful flags enhancing the atmosphere. Artists from many countries sang and danced in various squares and along the main streets. And food stalls sold delicacies and snacks from Europe, Asia, Africa, and Latin America. Many people stopped at the Falun Dafa booth to take photos, discover more about the practice, and learn the exercises. Some wanted to buy Falun Dafa books, and some reported that they stood nearby to feel the peaceful field of practitioners exercising together. Booth visitors passionately condemned the CCP for persecuting the peaceful spiritual practice. Many people expressed the intention of going to the nearby group exercise site.
Australia. The Willoughby City Government in Sydney organized an event on September 2nd called the Emerge Festival. Falun Gong practitioners had a booth at the festival. The Tian Gao Marching Band was invited to participate in the street fair parade, one of the festival's highlights. The street fair is held annually in Chatswood, Willoughby's main commercial district. It is the showcase event of the Emerge Festival. This year, with more than 120 stalls, the festival attracted an estimated 100,000 people from across Sydney. Event attendees learned about Falun Gong through the Tian Gao Marching Band and at the practitioner's booth via Falun Gong exercise demonstrations, informative signs, and brochures, as well as conversations with practitioners. Many people expressed avid interest in learning the practice.
total of 21 cases of Falun Gong practitioners who died as a result of upholding their faith during the persecution were confirmed in August. Among the 21 confirmed deaths, one practitioner passed away in 2007, two died in 2021, six in 2022, and 12 in 2023. Two of the practitioners died in custody. A 75-year-old retired teacher died in July this year while serving a six-year term at the Heilongjiang Province Women's Prison. Another man died in March 2021 in Wangling Prison in Hunan Province. A woman in Liaoning Province died in 2023 at the age of 63 after she had been destitute for years. A woman in Jiangxi Province died in 2023 at the age of 50 because she could not afford hospital treatment. A woman in Jilin Province was sentenced to 9 months even when she was already in serious condition. The police continued to harass her while she was serving time at home. The mental pressure caused her condition to quickly deteriorate. She died in August 2022.
Three men in three provinces were arrested in July for posting information about Falun Gong on social media. Mr. Chan Qianyue, a farmer from Shandong Province, was arrested in July for posting messages reading Falun Dafa is good and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good on Kwai, a TikTok-type social media platform for short videos and trends. Mr. Yao Qianmin from Jinlin Province was arrested for posting Falun Dafa information on TikTok using an alias. The internet police discovered his true identity and arrested him in July. Mr. Tong Zifei, a software engineer in Anhui Province, was arrested after police discovered that he had been posting Falun Gong informational videos on an overseas social media platform with more than 6,000 views. The Chinese internet police have traveled across the country and arrested practitioners for spreading information online about the persecution of Falun Gong. A practitioner from Shanghai was given a 9.5-year term. Another was sentenced to 8 years.
Mr. Cao Yang from Liaoning Province was arrested on July 26th. He is currently facing indictment from the local procuratorate office. More than 20 other local Falun Gong practitioners were also arrested on the same day. Mr. Cao was still a college student in 1999 when the persecution started. He and his parents went to Beijing to appeal for Falun Gong. Since then, Mr. Cao, his wife, and parents have all been arrested at one point or another for practicing Falun Gong. Mr. Cao had previously served two prison terms totaling 14 years.
Ms. Zhang Gujin, a 65-year-old Liaoning woman, was sentenced to prison after an at-home trial. Around 30 officials from various agencies in Fushan City, Liaoning Province, descended on Ms. Zhang's home on July 31st for the trial. The judge convicted Ms. Zhang at the end of the hearing and ordered that she be taken into custody immediately. Police then took Ms. Zhang for a physical examination, which was required for admission to a detention center. They took her to four different hospitals in an attempt to get her admitted to the detention center. However, all four hospitals independently concluded that Ms. Zhang was in poor health and unfit for detention. Doctors warned her that her life could be in danger at any time. The detention center refused to admit Ms. Zhang after reading the hospital reports. She was eventually taken home.
Introducing Falun Dafa at the 2023 Eco Fair in the UK. The annual Eco Fair was held at Carshalton Park in South London on August 28th. There were three solar-powered stages at the event. More than 100 stalls offered a variety of vegetarian delicacies and handicrafts, as well as different ecologically themed projects. The fair also contained an area designated for spiritual enhancement activities, referred to as the Quiet Zone, and Falun Dafa practitioners set up an information booth in the area. Visitors could see them demonstrating the exercises as soon as they entered the park. A steady stream of people stopped at the Falun Dafa booth. Some people learned to do the exercises that day. Others spoke of visiting a group practice site. Many people said they agreed with the universal values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. A woman with an injured knee said that it was difficult for her to stand, but she felt strong energy around the practitioners as they did the exercises, which made her injured knee feel better. After doing the first exercise, she said excitedly, "When I overlapped my hands at my lower abdomen, I felt strong energy emanating from my body." She was able to stand for 9 minutes without a cane or other support, which is something she usually cannot do. She said she would go to a local practice site. Two friends, Miss Starling and Miss Fairbrocher, were very interested in Falun Dafa, talked with practitioners, and asked how to learn the exercises. When she did the second exercise, Miss Fairbrocher said her arms felt so tired that she could hardly lift them, but it felt wonderful, so she persevered. The woman wanted to make a donation, but a practitioner said they don't accept money. So the pair asked what they could do to provide support. The practitioner told them how Falun Dafa is illegally and brutally persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party in China, and that the atrocities included murdering practitioners for their organs. Miss Fairbrocher signed the petition opposing the live organ harvesting, and also brought her daughter and grandson to add their signatures. Miss Starling signed the petition and said, "This is completely unacceptable. We have to stop it, and I will tell my friends and family to support you." Event attendee Neil is a volunteer from a London community who advocates for spiritual activities. He talked with practitioners and watched them do the Falun Dafa exercises. A practitioner showed him Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa, and said, "The exercises are only one part of Falun Dafa. More importantly, we follow the guidance of this book and the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, to require ourselves to be good people." When he heard that Falun Dafa requires practitioners to be good people, Neil said, "This is so rare." He immediately invited them to teach the exercises at an event in his community, and added that the venue is already arranged and that there are many people waiting to learn about Falun Dafa.
NTD's International Classical Chinese Dance Competition revives virtues, traditional aesthetics, and lost techniques. New Tang Dynasty, NTD, held its 10th International Classical Chinese Dance Competition at the Purchase College Performing Arts Center in New York State from September 7th to September 10th. Over 100 accomplished classical Chinese dancers from around the world competed in the event. The preliminary round was held on September 7th and 8th. 81 dancers made it to the semifinals on September 9th, and 51 contestants advanced to the finals on September 10th. Award winners were announced at a ceremony on September 10th. Prior to the awards ceremony, a technical showcase was performed by 15 previous gold medal winners of the competition. The Classical Chinese Dance Competition is one in a series of international cultural and arts events hosted by NTD, aimed at promoting traditional culture. Organizers stated that this competition would launch a new era in classical Chinese dance by fostering cultural exchange, making this ancient Chinese culture renowned throughout the world, and promoting purely authentic traditional dance that is pure goodness and pure beauty. Classical Chinese dance training includes three main components: bearing, form, and technique. It is an expressive dance form rooted in 5,000 years of traditional Chinese culture, and is also one of the most comprehensive dance systems in the world. The highest standard of dance form, Shendai Shou, the body leads the hands, and Kowa Dai Dui, the hips lead the legs, are forgotten ancient techniques that dancers have been seeking. The techniques have been introduced to the world by Xian Yun Performing Arts founder and artistic director, Mr. D.F. Competition judge Zhang Mingwei, an expert of classical Chinese dance and an alumni of the Beijing Dance Academy, said that to perform well in classical Chinese dance, one must love Chinese culture and strive to enhance their understanding of it. Ms. Zhang said that dancers must improve themselves personally before they can display beauty from the inside out. She added, "If a person's mind is righteous, then the things he chooses and the way he learns will also be righteous. Being a dancer is like self-cultivation. That means you have to let go of the negatives and highlight the positives so you can become better." Judge William Lee, a principal dancer at Xian Yun Performing Arts and an assistant professor of the dance department at Fei Tian College, said that if you want to portray beauty, purity, and goodness on stage, the most important thing is to try to live by these values. Mr. Lee explained, "The way that you carry yourself normally is going to be how you carry yourself on stage, and it's going to reflect in your dance movements." Carol Huang, two-time junior division gold winner, won an adult division gold award this year. She said, "I think truly good art can evoke kindness in people's hearts. It's not just entertainment that serves as a diversion which lasts the duration of a performance. It can give someone a lasting impression and positive influence. Having seen traditional culture enacted, audience members might hang on to a positive vision of human culture, one that they may draw from after the performance." Dance contestant Ms. Bella Fan performed Moonlight Mist, a dance of her own creation. In this dance, her character's mindset changes from negative to positive while learning to look past the illusions of the human world. Ms. Fan felt that her piece conveyed the virtue of temperance. She said, "The ancients lived by this. You could also call it a principle of just enough, with nothing done in excess. There's a moral standard to this." It was important to Ms. Fan that her dance express something virtuous, because classical Chinese dance is an expression of traditional culture. This year, Ms. Fan was a gold winner in the adult female division of NTD's Classical Chinese Dance Competition.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.